Currawongs. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Winter mornings muster this piebald flock. Their calls drop dollops of sun through the double gums into the great glass bowl of the morning, melting like ice cubes, their voices slippery whip, sparklingly lassoing the last dark shadows still stiff with frost. Later in the garden, gold-eyed, they open black umbrellas between me and winter sky. The world eases over us its slow blue sigh. While the birds swoop to earth, slipping down their throats warm honey, I would like to drowse within this day as if it were a hammock slooped between yesterday's lemon-scented trunks of light and tomorrow's eucalyptus sideroxylans, dark-grooved but still freeing from dunce caps, a kindergarten of fluorescent pink. Under a mauve wattle weighed down with its pointillistic present of buds, instead I kneel in the scent of earth. Hot light stills my wet head, my helmet of freshly sun-silked hair. Closing my hands around a weed, I hear something alive in a shaded bath, a rattle of wings against terracotta, a huge sound like breathing through pottery bells. Air spins up from earth and winces clear. Down on my knees, lifting a lay of errant vetch from a freesia's bowed head. Wake up, wake up, wake up. I hear his high, sharp ringing, rippling, like perfumes of flowers which must come here later, hula-hooping me with hope, as the invisible bird shudders the heavy tree and showers over me its sleeping gold.